This episode is brought to you by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools to allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello.
Hi.
Medical Madness.
With Shelby.
And Gracie. Part two. This is where we talk about work.
Ugh.
Because we both hate our jobs.
We work in a nondescript medical company doing nondescript medical things. And these are the idiot patients we deal with. Don't be like them. Please, for the love of God.
Well, I mean, some of them are just people who are confused. So yes. If you're just confused, it's fine. Just be conscious that we are also working.
Yeah.
So my first patient that I'm going to talk about is I had this girl call in, and she didn't even get a lot of the people that I talk to, they don't give like their names or dates of birth as soon as they call in, and they're like, I was like, hi. Thank you for calling. How can I help you? Mm-hmm. And they're like, I've been poisoned. And I was like, okay. She's like, by a green potato. And I was like, what? She's like, I ate a green potato. I was like, okay. She's like, I didn't know they were poisonous. And I was like, I was like, And she's like, I've been poisoned and I've had diarrhea. And I'm sweaty. And she started listing all these, like, symptoms of, like, what she had.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, let me get you to a nurse. And, of course, I'm like, I've eaten green potato chips. Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
So I, like, Googled it. And, like, apparently it can happen. Where, like, it releases a toxin. I'm not entirely sure. I remember I Googled it at the time. And I was like, well, I guess it's possible. Remember I told Ashley.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you can't eat green potatoes.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like that's like a weird like wives' tale.
Yeah.
Like, don't eat green potatoes because they're not fully formed yet. Maybe that's why.
Maybe. It feels like one of those like don't eat the berries off the side of the road type of thing.
Don't do that because some of those are poisonous.
They are poisonous, but like,
I don't know about potatoes. But I got him over to a nurse and the nurse was like, I don't. No, what do I do? And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
She's been poisoned. Yeah, so I had the green potato poison. And if you ever, first of all, my little tip of advice, when you're having something that is not life-threatening, don't start out the conversation with, I've been poisoned.
Yes. Pro tip.
Or if you are having something that's life-threatening, mm-hmm. such as, or potentially life-threatening, such as, like, chest pain, a red-hot swollen limb,
mm-hmm.
The trouble worst breathing. Headache of your life, trouble breathing, slurred speech, droopy eyelids, droopy sides of your face,
mm-hmm. Numbness.
Sudden change in vision, numbness, tingling, start with those.
Yes.
Start with those.
Yes.
Don't wait until after I schedule the appointment and be like, oh, I'm also not able to form sentences.
And don't be like, well, 2 weeks ago, I was taking a nap and I need to know what's happening now.
Yeah. So that's our advice. Shelby has the next story. She might have already told this. We don't know.
I don't remember. But this is what happened like very soon when I started. It happened before you started. Mm-hmm. So I work the night shift when the crazies come out.
They all come out after 5:30.
It's all like really weird things that I don't know what to do with, and there's no one there to take it. So this guy calls and he sounds like he has mush mouth and he's also eating like a whole sleeve of crackers. And I can't understand him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever been like backwoods Pennsylvania redneck, it's that kind of voice.
Yeah.
And finally I'm like, sir, I'm so sorry, I can't understand you, I don't know what you're saying.
I feel like you have told this story before, but that's okay.
Yeah, but all I could get from him was rubber, and I was like, I kept thinking of tires and I don't understand. So finally he's like, when a man and a woman have sex, they use a rubber. And I was like, oh, a condom, yes, continue. Somehow this man ended up with a condom in his hands and now he thinks he has AIDS. And I was like, was it yours? Like, where? Why were you just randomly holding condoms? Like, where did this come from? And the gist I got was he went to Pittsburgh to see his son and to go to a hockey game. And at some point, I think someone threw a full condom at him and he caught it and, like, it leaked out.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. That's horrible.
I would vomit.
And then I was like, well, I mean, unless you have open wounds on your hands, which apparently he did. So I was like, why do you have open cuts on your hands? Take care of those.
I think you've definitely told the story on here before.
Probably.
That's okay. That's gross.
It is. It's very, very gross.
Also.
Also, he never got tested.
Yeah, I remember you went back and looked.
After all that, he never did it. And I'm very mad at him.
Kidney cold.
On a Saturday. I hate Saturdays. They're the worst. My first Saturday, I cried. It was horrible.
They're terrible. My one story is from a Saturday.
I hate. Ugh. Don't call us on Saturdays. But this guy called in, and he had apparently been sitting on a sidewalk that was cold, and now he was, like, going to the bathroom a lot. No pain, but now he thinks his kidneys have a cold. Not him. Specifically his kidneys.
Only his kidneys.
Only his kidneys have a cold. And I was like, huh? The hell? No. And then I got Nightmare Guy right after him.
Hmm.
Don't call me with your nightmares. I don't care.
Constant sweat. We have, like, little, like, things so we remember. We pick our stories.
I had this mom call in, and she calls in for her son, who is 12, 13. And she's like, I'm really worried about him. And it was, like, winter. She's like, it's the middle of January, and he has, like, all these fans blowing on him. He's constantly hot. I was like, okay. It's like, he's eating everything, and he's constantly has a boner. And in my head, I'm like, that sounds like puberty. He's
and
also,
he's
like,
constantly, imagine how embarrassed that fucking kid is.
Yeah, just be like, but I'm like, so then I called over to the nurse and I was like, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but does that sound like puberty to you? And she's like, it sure does. She's like, that's, I've got three teenage boys. You're not even up for the half of it.
That's so embarrassing.
That is.
Like, also, imagine, like, a mom being that stupid that she doesn't understand what's happening.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't know if you've ever been around a teenage boy, but they're tiny little furnaces which fuel is all the food in your house.
Yeah, it's also, if you've ever been around a man, which I assume she had been because she had a child.
Unless she adopted him, but...
Or was artificially inseminated. But, like, assuming that she has a husband or a baby daddy, she knows that men eat and get boners.
And are generally very warm.
Yeah, unless you're my ex-boyfriend who had the coldest heart of them all. I just sound like Zach Baggins.
But, I mean, we've also had moms call in who are like, my daughter is bleeding, and it's like, they have their period. Why?
No, I had this one woman who called in, her daughter was like 7. And it was like, my daughter's bleeding. Like, I don't know if it's her period.
That's very young.
It ended up being a UTI, a really bad UTI. Ugh. But they couldn't tell where the bleeding was come from. Even the doctor couldn't.
Oh, wow.
It was Dr. Patel. Mm. Right when she first started.
That's a way to start today.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, Luke's even had people who call in for an ambulance. Like, my daughter's bleeding. It's like, she got her first period. You should know that. And now, like, I don't know if you're just trying to get out of giving the talk to them or something. But, like, come on. Come on. Ridiculous. Another, like, something else. Please be mildly... I know sex can be uncomfortable for people, and talking about it to your kids can be very uncomfortable, but you need to talk about what their body's gonna go through and not make them sound like an entire freak. Please, I beg of you. From one person to another, just don't do that.
Why are you making a face? Kelsey just texted me.
Oh. What's next?
I'll tell it. One second. So we had a patient call in the other day who was like, I need to make an appointment with your psychiatrist mine was just arrested. So of course Shelby's like, I need to know. I'm like, dude, you need to learn how to Google things, because I literally Googled.
Normally I'm very professional internet and I don't know like what got me so flustered.
You were like not like functioning. And I like literally 3 seconds later I sent her the link and I was like, here.
Oh my god.
So I'm gonna read it.
It is crazy.
So a State College psychiatrist was arrested on Thursday for the alleged sexual assault of a patient. This doctor's 53 years old. I'm not gonna say his name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could, but I don't really want to because I can't pronounce it, to be real honest. He was charged with 1 second-degree felony count of sexual assault and 2 second-degree misdemeanors of indecent assault. The alleged victim told State College police, I just narrowed down where we're at, but that's fine. During a psychiatric appointment on June 16th, he inappropriately touched him and performed a sexual act. According to the criminal complaint, the man told police he did not consent to any of the sexual contact. The man allegedly also said that as he was leaving the office, he invited him to a hotel room he was staying at and wanted the man to be naked when he arrived. He showed the police a text message from the doctor indicating the room number, as well as several missed calls from the doctor.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was disturbing. And then also, as I was Googling this again to pull up the thing, I found one from last year.
Oh, God.
About a State College psychiatrist, which is...
What is with our area and psychiatrists?
I gotta pull it back up, because...
Knock it off. But she was also, like, the girl who called in was so just, like, calm about it.
I mean, well, listen to this one. State College psychologist... charged with sex crimes after prescribing touching therapy to 2 female patients.
No.
And this doctor, again, 53 years old, was arrested when, like, this is, like, last year, was arrested after allegations that he sexually assaulted 2 patients and fraudulently submitted insurance claims for service he provided. He was arrested, allegations, inappropriate sexual assault with 2 patients, and then fraudulently billed their insurance companies. He prescribed touching therapy for the women, which included touching and holding them. The therapy also included stroking, sexual contact, and rubbing their genitals.
Dear God.
That reminds me of conversion therapy.
Yeah.
I wonder what they were in...
Jeez. They're not going to say what they're in therapy for, but...
I know, but, like...
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I'm looking through here. I just can't... I'm surprised we didn't hear about this last year.
Yeah, really.
Because this is just last year in January, so just a little over a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was... The psychologist got arrested. Mm-hmm. And then my Saturday story was... I was working a Saturday, and I was all alone in the office. So, like, now we work at home, but we worked at a admin building, basically. It's an old doctor's office. And I was there alone. And I was there, and I was on the phone. I was working the Saturday late shift, which is until, 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, 1:30. And this guy called in. And he's asking for his tramadol, which, our job basically is to get them to the prescription team. But on Saturdays, they leave at, noon.
Yeah.
So basically, you just send a message. And I was like, okay, I'll send a message. And, I don't know the question he asked me because I don't remember it. But basically, he asked me a question. And my answer was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy had, up to this point, had already been yelling at me because his doctor hadn't prescribed him his tramadol and kept refusing it because he wasn't coming in and getting a urinalysis, basically.
A drug test.
Yeah, he wasn't getting, when you are prescribed a controlled substance, certain doctors make you do a medication use agreement, which is just that you have to basically get a drug test every month to make sure you're using the medication properly and no medications that weren't prescribed, controlled substances that weren't prescribed. And usually this is with opiates and stuff to make sure you're complying with everything. Mm-hmm. And it might be you have to do it. I don't know.
Insurance might also make you.
Yeah. So, he wasn't coming in, and tramadol is it's not an opiate, but it's
somewhat controlled.
It's kind of, it's, a lot of doctors won't prescribe it. I think it's addictive. I'm not entirely sure. But this guy, he wanted it, and it was a Saturday. So basically when you're Saturday, there's like bare minimum staff. You're on skeleton staff. So it's like, there's two doctors, sometimes four doctors, and then like four staff.
Yeah. Pretty much nothing will get done.
Yeah. And I kept sending, I sent a message, and then he said, I don't, like I said, I don't know, to whatever his answer was. And he was like, I don't know. And he just screamed at me. He's like, wow, I don't know. How much are they paying you to say, I don't know? What a wonderful, and he just reamed me out for like a good like 2.5 minutes of just like, wouldn't let me get a word in. And I just put him on hold and called over to a nurse. And of course I'm like, and luckily his PCP was working the weekend shift day, because I, like, it was one of the Phillipsburg doctors, and she like refused to fill it after that because of what he said to us. Because then I got him over to the nurse, and I start, like, you know how when someone asks you if you're okay,
And you start crying, I just start
sobbing. Like, I was sobbing. She, like, the nurse had to like walk me through like how to calm down, because I couldn't catch my breath because I was sobbing so bad. And like, Saturdays are really high stress because we're on so bare minimum staff that it's just shitty. It's a bad
and
time.
And nothing normal. Like, you get like a few normal, but there's always like random, weird, high intensity calls. Like, my leg just got chopped off, kind of bullshit.
Yeah, like. Yeah, it's very, Saturdays are a weird time, and we only work them like once every 3 months maybe, but it's still a bad time. So on top of my last, that story, I have my most recent shitty story, which was this guy was calling in for his mom. His mom was like somewhat old, like she was like in her 70s, 80s, like, I mean old, that she, apparently she needs some caretakers, and it was a one of the offices that we just started taking calls for. So apparently he had talked to a couple people that day, and I like to do this thing where if a doctor is out of the office for that day, I like to tell them, the patient, that, because then they don't have unrealistic expectations of when something's going to get done.
Right.
And this was something that needed the actual doctor to do instead of a covering physician, like someone, like a doctor that was familiar with the patient had to do this, because it was just for patient safety. And like, I forget what it was, but it doesn't really matter. It's just something that needed that the actual primary care physician to fill off, sign off on, whatever it was. So this guy had called in about four times that day, and no one had the decency to tell him, hey,
your doctor's not here.
The doctor's out of the office today. He'll be back in tomorrow morning. So like, if nothing's being done, like, they just kept routing the messages to him. So I was like, something's like going on. And normally a doctor, if it's that often, will respond. So I checked his schedule, and he was out for the day, and I was like, oh, okay, it looks like he's actually out of the office today. He screamed at me so loud that the phone cut out.
Great.
And I was like, well, like, he just started, he's like, and then he does this thing, I know it's not your fault, but
And then they keep doing it,
and then I was like, okay. And then I get him over to a nurse, and she's like, why don't you hang up on him? I was like, because he swore at me, but like, he only said it once, and it was just like, he only said damn.
Yeah,
so it wasn't like he was like,
it's not like directed at you. It's like,
and like, I understand, like, it's frustrating, but also like, don't swear at people.
Yeah.
And don't, like, yell at them.
Like, the most I would get would be like, well, I wish someone else would have told me that.
Yeah, well, he basically, he was like, why didn't they freaking tell me that before? Like,
I don't know, because they're stupid.
And I was like, I don't know, I've been here for like 2.5 years, so I know how to do this. Like,
yeah.
You're not taught how to do that in training. It's something I learned, like,
yeah,
from someone else who'd been there for like 400 years. Like, it's just something I do out of the courtesy for the patient and like, for them to know, like, hey, the doctor's out of the office, they'll be back tomorrow. It might be a covering physician, because like, whenever a doctor's out of the office, a different doctor signs off. So it's just like, I got screamed at, and I always get the angry patients.
Chrissy gets very angry. I get criers.
I had a crier the other day because she was really constipated, and I felt real bad.
That does suck,
because she also said she wanted to end her life because of it. She said she wanted to die because she was so constipated. But they also did like an enema in the office, in the ER, and nothing helped.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was, dude, weird. I would just go in, be like, we're doing surgery.
Well, they basically, they brought her in and like basically made her drink like take a ton of laxatives yeah. and like force it out because
yeah.
Yeah, so damn. She was better because I talked to her the other day, mm-hmm. like afterwards, and she was the one I had to go over the 300 appointments with.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she was really nice after that. Like, she clearly had pooped because she felt better.
Yeah.
So.
It's really funny when you get, like, angry patients and you get them at another time and they're so a lot nice. Better. Yeah. You're like, you were having a bad
day. I'm sure I've been a butthole before to people, but never.
I will never yell
at someone.
I've never yelled and I've never sworn at customer service. I've gotten, like, mildly snippy, but normally it's like
I have you anxiety. Didn't
help me, and like you're not listening to me.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. Yeah. So that's our medical madness.
Yeah. But should we think of a good one? A nice patient.
I just talked about constipation lady. How she was a lot happier the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've had any good ones lately.
I've had some nice women who are just like. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, people are very thankful for what we do, but it's also, like, for whatever reason, the negatives really outweigh the positives because, like, the negatives are so substantial. Mm-hmm. Like, the negative calls that we get, they're always so dramatic.
Yeah. Very aggressive.
Yes.
Incredibly aggressive.
Why do people have the time to be that aggressive?
I don't know. And it's... There's this one guy who keeps calling in for his wife, and I don't know if it's, like... Because I get this, like, very frequently with men calling in for their wives, where I don't know if they're just, like, super protective or something.
You know what I can talk about?
They get so
here,
angry.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. My ex-boyfriend called in the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And he has, like, 5 children now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not, like, he was a product of how he was brought up. And he was so nice. He was the nicest person I talked to all day. Mm-hmm. He knew all of his kids' birthdays.
Which is very rare for dads.
Yes, for whatever reason.
Dads never remember birthdays.
I guarantee, like, I love my dad, and he's a great dad, but I'm sure he would not be able to be, like...
Rattle off.
First, middle, last name. For whatever reason, me and my sister have the same last name, but I guarantee he'd be, like... He wouldn't be able to do first, middle, last name for both of us and their birthdays. But he did this for 3 of his children. Like, just rattled them off. And I was like, wow. I'm like, I don't know. It was really heartwarming to see that he's turned his life around.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. I'm happy for him.
Like, I'm my dad's only child, and he still can't do that.
I mean, my dad only has 2. My mom has 1, and I still... I mean, I'm sure my mom could, because I'm her
Oh,
only.
No, my mom can. My dad cannot.
Moms are great.
My dad never remembers how old I am. He's dads. Like, you're 28, right? And I was like, I'm turning 27.
Oh. Way to age yourself, Dad.
Thanks, David.
Anyway, that was it. So, I don't know. It was really, like, heartwarming to see that people are turning their lives around.
Yeah. That's a nice one.
Yeah, like you seem like a good dad.
Pro tip. Know your kids' birthdays.
Yeah.
It's very...
Very write them useful. Down. Also, when you call into a doctor's office, know your own birthday and mailing address. And name.
Yes.
Know your name. I've had a patient who didn't know how to spell his last name.
Oh, I've had that.
I think the guy was really drunk, though.
Yeah.
You were there for that phone call. And they never showed up to his appointments.
Oh, good.
All right. That was it. Bye.
Bye.